Now, while I was gazing upon all these things, I turned my head to look back and saw Ignorance come up to the riverside. But he soon got over, and that without half the difficulty which the other two men met with. For it happened that there was then in that place one vain hope, a ferryman, that with his boat helped him over. So he, as the others I saw, did ascend the hill to come up to the gate. Only he came alone. Neither did any man meet him with the least encouragement. When he was come up to the gate, he looked up to the writing that was above, and then began to knock, supposing that entrance should have been quickly administered to him. But he was asked by the men that looked over the top of the gate,
"Whence came you, and what would you have?"
"I would enter in."
"What be thy name?"
"My name be Ignorance."
"We have no notice that any by that name shall be coming here."
"Well, there must be some mistake. My heart tells me that heaven is my home."
"There are no mistakes made here."
"But I have ate and drank in the presence of the king. He has taught in our streets."
"Did you come in at the wicket gate?"
A wicket gate?"
"Did your walk come up in the straight and narrow path?"
"Well, yes, it did seem quite straight and narrow to me. Yes, indeed."
"Have you your certificate that we may show it unto the king?"
One moment, please." Certificate. What in the world are they talking about?"
"Come, my good man, have you no certificate?"
So they told the king,
"My master, there waiteth one outside the door who claimeth to be a follower of thine, but who hath no certificate."
"What be his name?"
"His name be Ignorance, master."
"Ignorance? Ignorance. I never knew any man by that name, nor he me. Though it grieve me, I must give sentence that he is not a subject of this kingdom."
And so there came unto Ignorance the two shining men that had conducted Christian and Hopeful to that place.
"Ah, ye are finally come. I am surprised at the rudeness of the place, for I had been standing without, lo, all these many minutes."
"Thinkest thou to gain entrance in at this gate?"
"Yea."
"On what grounds?"
"Why, on the grounds that,
"Show forth thine certificate."
I have none."
"Why not?"
"No man offered one to me."
"Every man that cometh through the way, the truth, and the life doth receive a certificate. Did you not come in at the wicket gate?" "Know thee not that there can be only one way appointed by which men may be saved, and that those who enter in any other way be thieves and robbers?" "The king hath bidden me to tell thee that he knows thee not. He hath further commanded that thou be bound hand and foot and cast into outer darkness. Bind this man."
"Nay, but I am a subject of this kingdom." "No, stop! You tell your foolish king that he's made a mistake. I feel in my deepest heart that I am a subject of this kingdom. My feelings tell me so. Do you hear?"
"Carry him away, for he is a stranger to this place."
"No, heaven is my home. I be a true pilgrim, for my heart tells me so. I feel in my innermost soul that I do belong in this place. This is my... Get your hands off me, you! Let me go! I belong in..."